It is Friday morning, so it's time for Backyard Almanac with Larry Weber, an educator, author, and naturalist, joining us every Friday morning for Backyard Almanac. Larry, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I hope you had a chance to get out. It's definitely a fascinating morning. We did not, at least at my house here, we did not get the rain that was forecasted for the last couple of days. But we did get this morning fog and plenty of dew, so it's an outstanding morning. We are right now at June 9. We're still about 10 days away from the summer solstice, but we are experiencing something rather interesting right now, and that is sunrises. Sunrises are the earliest they will be for the entire year for this next week. Every day the sun rises at 5, according to the astronomical people, at 5:14 a.m., and that continues for several days now. Once we get to the solstice, it slowly starts to get a little bit later. Meanwhile, the sunsets are right now a few minutes after 9, and that will continue into early July. So the days are very long. They don't quite reach 16 hours from sunrise to sunset, but very close to it. And so we're going to be experiencing the time of the longest days now for now until, as I said, as we get into early July. So plenty of light, plenty of warmth. The temperature so far for this month has been about a degree and a half to 2 degrees above normal. We'll see if that continues. The statistic that I'm concerned about is precipitation. June is supposed to be our wettest month of the year, and in a typical year, we will get 4 inches of rain, and that translates into about 1 inch per week. And this year, at the Weather Service so far, we have gotten no rain at all. Now, there has been rain in the area, and that's what happens when you get thunder showers. You get a lot of spotty places. You get some place to get hard rain and some place no rain. The other thing of interest for June happened last Sunday. For anybody who was at Park Point, you had a chance to experience that. But we had a temperature drop of about 30 degrees in a matter of about a half hour. It was pretty incredible. And that happened because of the wind shift. So the temperatures went from the 80s to the 50s in just a short time as the winds shifted from the west to the northeast. Other things of note, I hope you had a chance to get out to see the full moon. We'll have another chance tonight. It sounds like, according to the forecast, we may be getting some cloudy nights coming up. But tonight should be pretty, we have a pretty good chance of seeing that moon. It's really been spectacular. We had one night this week, last Saturday night, where it was a conjunction of the moon and Jupiter, which is always a neat sighting to see. We are now in June, and June is pretty much the migration of the birds is pretty much over. I imagine you can find a few still going on, but for the most part, the migration is over. And the bird songs that we hear right now tell us about their territory, and they are living at these places. And they tell us that how common they are or uncommon they are. We do every year a breeding bird survey. I will be doing mine on Sunday morning, where I drive a route, 25-mile route, stop every half mile, and listen to all the birds that I hear or see in a three-minute period. I've been doing this for about 25 years, and the idea is that the birds will sing when they're on territory, or that where you see them is most likely where they're living. And it's a way to keep a handle on the population of birds. And it's been bringing out some pretty good statistics. So I'll be doing that. But the concept is that the birds that are singing right now are the males in the territory. And, yes, there is somewhere in there is a nest or there is a population. During my walk this morning, I came across a nest of a veery. Veery is a kind of thrush. Related to the wood thrush and hermit thrush and robin. They're smaller, and they have a light brown back. They're not as spotted on the underside, and they have a beautiful song. That's how they get the name veery, kind of a rolling sound hearing from the woods. Well, I found a nest of one of those this morning with 4 eggs, so that's typical when we get into June that you're going to find the nest. Other critters, of course, are laying eggs as well. This is turtle nesting time, and last night as I was paddling in a canoe on a lake, up on a shore, I saw a painted turtle digging a hole to place its eggs. The female digs the hole. She digs it with her back legs. She drops the eggs in and then covers it up without ever seeing the eggs. The eggs of a turtle are not like that of a bird egg. They're more flexible, and they can hit, if they fall onto each other, they won't be breaking. Now, this turtle I saw yesterday was on the bank of the lake. It was a safe place. But turtles often come up on land pretty far, and for some reason they like to choose roadsides, maybe because the soil is not as hard to dig in there. And I've seen many of them dig their nest right there in the roadside. Now, as long as they stay in the roadside, it's okay. But with traffic coming by, it can be a bit dangerous thing. I have not seen it on the roadside yet this year, but I expect I soon will. The frogs are also interesting. We had this week, we had a shift from the spring frogs to the early spring frogs. There are still a couple of them calling. I still hear a few spring peepers. But the later spring frog, the gray tree frogs, are the ones that are calling in really big numbers right now. They have, it sounds like kind of a loud wah kind of noise. And boy, they're huge, huge numbers at dusk every night. But we're also getting the summer frogs, the mink frogs, and this morning I heard green frogs starting to call. They are the latest of our callers, and they will continue to call pretty much throughout the month of July. They just keep right on calling from the shoreline. Early morning, it could be a good time. Night could be a good time. Other things of note, I finally saw a fawn this week. I'm sure they've been out for a while, but I finally saw one. And butterflies, I saw finally the first monarch. I had heard reports last weekend of them showing up, but it wasn't until a couple days later that I saw one in my yard. We have monarchs are one of our larger butterflies. We also have tiger swallowtails, which are large, black and yellow ones. But we also have some tiny ones that are out right now, the little tiny ones. There's a little blue one called the Spring Asia. There's orangish ones called the Coppers. And then in the last couple of days, I've been seeing skippers, tiny butterflies. Well, they can sit on your fingernail. They are very little, but they're out here as well. And then fireflies. I saw the first fireflies of the season this week. If you want to see fireflies, early ones tend to hang around, more around trees. The ones that get out in the grasses and so forth, they're a little bit later in the season. But they tend to hang around trees, and I see them about close to 10 o'clock at night, sun setting about 9, so close to an hour afterwards. Also, we're getting a variety of dragonflies. It was a little slow this year for them to show up, but once they show up, they really are showing up. The other thing that's starting to show up are the wildflowers that are out in the open. My definition of the end of spring is when the wildflowers out in the open outnumber those in the woods. Now, we still have a lot of shade-tolerant flowers blooming in the woods, including some really beautiful big ones like trilliums and lady slipper orchids. I've been seeing several of those every day now, both the pink and the yellow ones. But when we start getting more and more sunlight, warmer temperatures, and more shade in the woods, the wildflowers out in the open tend to take over, things like daisies and buttercups and hawkweeds, and they're all starting right now. But I'd say so far we still haven't reached the amount of taking over. Other things of note, we're getting plenty of lilac. It is just hanging on. It's just been a terrific week for lilacs. When I drive down the road, it is hard to keep my eyes on the road, you know, with all these lilac in bloom. Well, there's also crab apples. There's also a number of trees starting to bloom. We're going into the next phase, the viburnum phase, I call it. There are three trees. They're called nannyberry, a highbush cranberry, and arrowwood, and they are all types of viburnums, and they all are coming to bloom at this time of June. They're all white. They're all small trees on the roadsides, and they're coming out right now in really good numbers, as are the mountain ash. It's hard to not see mountain ash when you move around in Duluth. There's just so many of them. And then yesterday, as I was biking on the bike trail out here, I saw wild rose coming in bloom as well. It's a nice big pink flower. Blackberries out here where I live, we have plenty of blackberries. They're not very common in Duluth, but they have a big white flower that's coming out too. Ferns are amazing in the woods. They're up to 4 feet tall. They are just an incredible plant. They do very well in the shade, And apparently there's enough moisture left over from the rainy time we've had in May for them to grow really big. One thing I have not yet been seeing is various kinds of mushrooms. There's just been a little bit out there, but not yet. That's going to come a little bit later, as are the berries. I've been looking for both the berries of the fly honeysuckle and of the wild strawberries, and I haven't seen either one yet. So there's a new story out here every day, Chris, and so if you get out to enjoy it, it is just terrific right now. So take care.
Thank you, Larry, very much. Larry Weber, an educator, author, and naturalist, and also our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday morning here on 103.3 KUMD.